the way. It shows the speed limit and registers your driving speed. Drive with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Don't worry, folks. This show will be over before you know it.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I just dropped something.
And don't.
Careful.
No, yeah, don't do.
Don't do what?
Careful when you bend over. Oh, no.
Know you're gonna do.
My
be
sound
careful.
Machine's not even on.
Oh, man.
I didn't even turn my sound machine on yet.
Nope.
I know. That's what's embarrassing. That's why I'm so embarrassed.
You can't bend over anymore.
Oh, boy.
Go to the bathroom first.
I can't breathe today. You go outside, you can't breathe. You know, it's like
it's stifling.
Yes, it is stifling. Thank you.
Jeez, didn't
yeah, stifle it.
Yeah. Rodney King is dead.
Yeah.
Did they ever say what it was from?
I don't know. All of his friends are saying that fiance had something to do with it. That story sounds very bizarre.
Well, the only thing I've read is that we know he was found in the pool.
Right.
And
well, he was. She said he was drinking and smoking marijuana all day.
Right.
And then she went to bed at 2 a.m. And then at 5 a.m., she heard him bang. He was naked, banging on the window. And then he screamed. And then the next thing she knew, she went out and he was at the bottom of the pool.
Okay. Whatever happened. And here's the problem in this country is you have to be very careful what you say about a guy like Rodney King. Because Rodney King is a symbol for injustice, police brutality, you know, whatever. So I'll say two things about Rodney King. I went back and watched the beating today. I've found the old original footage that got those cops prosecuted. Actually, at first they were acquitted. That's what caused the riot.
Right.
How many people were killed in that riot?
Oh.
55 people.
Oh, I didn't know.
55 people in L.A. died because a bunch of people decided, well, we'll show you. You don't convict those cops. We're going to burn this place down, and we're going to shoot people, throw bricks into their skulls, and kill them.
That's surprising to me that it was the biggest race riot in our history, I think, even including, you know, all the after Martin Luther King shooting
Alabama,
and, yeah,
and,
all kinds
George
of
Wallace
stuff.
And all that stuff. And, again, the reason you have to be careful is, and I have to be careful, is because no matter how I say what I'm going to say, there'll be somebody who'll take it the wrong way. Rodney King, here's my first statement, was a thug. Rodney King, when he was beaten, and he was beaten, was running from the police in a high-speed chase. They brought in a helicopter. His blood alcohol limit was twice the legal limit. He was a convicted felon on parole and wouldn't stop. So let's start with this message, and we've said it before. When the police chase you, stop. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just pull over. Now, since that incident till he died today, he has been arrested 11 times.
Since then?
Yes. Then the other part of my statement is, after watching the beating again today, there was a point in there where I was thinking, well, he deserves to be hit. Look at him. He's not complying. He is not. They want you face down, spread eagle on the ground. Don't get up. Don't raise your leg. Don't kick us. Don't, you know, do what we say. And he didn't do it. But then there was a point where it became ridiculous the way they beat him. Because by the time there were 6 or 8 cops around him, you're going to tell me that that many cops have to beat the daylights out of
they
a
were
like
still
that?
Fearful
I mean,
that
come
he
on.
Was going to do
what are you afraid
some,
of?
Right.
All of you stand on his hands and legs, okay? And then he can't go anywhere. Now I will tell you, he kept trying to get up like the dumbest thing you could do. He kept giving the impression that he was going to get back up and come after. Well, the truth is, he wasn't going to be able to come after anybody. So whether he was still getting up or trying to get up or not, I kept watching that video and I thought, my goodness, with 2 other guys, I could have taken this guy down and held him down and cuffed him. Because by the time they walloped him a few times, he was, you know, dazed. He had to be a little bit injured. So, yeah, the beating was unjustified. But what nobody wants to talk about is the fact that, see, and again, it's going to come off wrong. To avoid the beating ever happening, pull over. Just pull over. But you don't pull over because you're on parole. And you know you're in trouble, and you know you're drunk, and you're not going to get anywhere by running. It's only going to make it worse. So he's dead at 47. He had a troubled life. He won a civil suit. He got $3.8 million.
Oh, my goodness.
And went through pretty much all of it. Wow. You see the pictures of his house today? I saw a whole bunch of photographs taken at the scene today. One of the websites had the... they were either police photos or a reporter was right there at the house where the police were at the pool. And he lived in kind of just a nothing, plain little house with a little bitty pool in the backyard. And $3.8 million didn't go very far with this guy. They said he made a bunch of bad investments. He wasn't real smart guy.
No, he bought a record label, I think.
He's got about as much business running a record company as I do. So it's a sad thing that they... that they overreacted, because had they not done that, then none of this would have been an issue. There would have been there wouldn't have been 55 dead people. Reginald Denny, I think was his name, who they pulled out of his truck and smashed his skull with bricks. Mm-hmm. Guy didn't do a thing to anybody. He didn't do anything to anybody. So Rodney King, there's always so much more. At the time that happened, he was 25 years old. And it was a dark street. It was March 3rd, 1991. He had been drinking twice the limit is where he was when they did the blood test or breathalyzer or whatever. And the riot lasted 3 days. I also went back and watched some of the TV coverage of the riot. The anchors in L.A. and the people on the air at CNN literally didn't even know what to say. They were watching from a helicopter as people were killing people and smashing their heads and looting stores and going. It was
it's like a different country.
Oh my goodness, like, it was like you're like looking at Haiti or something.
Syria, I mean, or something. Yeah,
like this can't be the United States, but it was. Welcome to Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Maybe I said that, then I'll say it again. Do we have any Burke segment?
I have a something.
I do.
Here in her black and white sweater, this is a lady's first environment, Tina Dalpiez.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, it was a fairly
do you give massages, by the way? Have you ever given a massage?
Yes, I have.
I'm tense. I'm so tense tonight. I'm thinking that maybe at 6 o'clock, do we have what we could use as a massage table?
Oh, the conference table is huge.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, that you could...
It'd have a hole in it for your face, though.
Hole in it for your what?
Face.
Oh, your face.
Oh. Well, I'll just have to find somewhere else to put
it. Hey, there's a clown horn going on.
I was like, what is this?
My clown horn. I just brought it.
A personal call while we're on the air?
actually, yeah.
But well,
yeah, I need a massage. I just wondered it. Now you go ahead with it. But we'll discuss it. We'll massage each other.
Okay.
Okay, now go ahead.
All right. Well, you know, we did the typical Father's Day barbecue thing and had family over. That was really fun. But Saturday.
Now you're not a father.
No.
My
son is.
Oh, okay. That's right.
We had a gig. The band had a gig at a new place.
Now what band?
Henry's Humans.
How come you've never talked about
that?
We are the Humans.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the Henry?
Well, I've been telling people it's kind of like Charlie's Angels. You never really saw Charlie.
Hmm.
But you heard him.
You heard him once in a while.
But our Henry is silent.
Don't you get tired of having to explain the name of your band? Everywhere you go, Henry Humans, what does that mean? Don't you get tired of explaining?
Well, I think we should just say we like the name.
Well, there you go. All right, go right
there
ahead.
There you go.
Rest of your story.
Okay. And we played outside, and we got rained out. But it was one of the best crowds we've ever had. But what they had was really cool. I've never seen it. She had a camera on us, and our whole band was projected onto the side of the building, a big, giant projection of our band playing. And instead of looking fatter, it actually made you look like 10 pounds less.
I want that camera.
Nice. I did, too. I kept looking up going, wow.
But how do you perform if you're looking at yourself projected on the building? How can you concentrate on what you're doing?
I don't know, but I kept glancing up because I was amazed.
How about this? How about maybe everybody looked actual size? You just don't know how good you look.
Oh,
and you don't realize that you're not heavy. Maybe that's it. Maybe you never really looked at yourself as others see you.
Yeah.
See.
But we tried to wait out the rain, but that wasn't happening. So, but we get to go back, and I'm happy for that. It was a really great place, and thanks to everybody that came up. But that was it. I'd never been on the side of a building before. I thought that was just really state of the art.
But that whole downtown Alton area, have you been there at all? That downtown Alton area right there where they've got a lot of the bars and stuff. And
the sidewalk is gigantic with little places and fountains and chairs.
It's really cool, and it's really a neat place. I don't think people really, I guess people don't realize it's like the Landing, but only nicer and newer.
Yeah, remember when the Landing was the place to go?
And
now I'm afraid to walk.
The same thing is true of Old St. Charles.
Yes. I mean,
there are a lot of places a lot of us don't go. And they're Webster, Kirkwood, Old St. Charles. You go there and you go, hey, this is really pretty neat. And you never go for it.
Actually, we were in downtown St. Charles Friday night walking, It is nice. And late at night, they have the police on the horses, to make sure people aren't doing anything wrong.
Like what?
Well, I guess if they see somebody stumble out of a bar and they can barely walk and they get in a car.
Right, yeah, I've seen.
Fights.
I've driven through there at about 1:30 when all the bars let out, and I understand why.
You know where I've never been and I never want to go is this Washington Avenue. I don't have any desire to go there.
I think it's a lot of young people. I think the bars are young. Yeah. Music.
They probably wouldn't even let me in. You know what? I bet they have a doorman, and you have to show an ID that you're under 30.
Yep.
And if you can't produce it, you're out.
And the place where we played, they stay open till 3 a.m. on the weekends. Yeah. I could never play music till 3 a.m. I'd
can
fall
stay
over
awake
dead.
Till 3 a.m.
I can't either. 12 o'clock rolls
unless
around.
Unless I'm in a casino. If I'm in a casino,
you can stay up forever.
I can stay
almost
up till the sun comes.
Why,
because
Frank,
you're not paying attention to the time.
That's
right.
Because they're pumping oxygen in there.
Yeah, that's a myth.
Well, that's the same as on the computer. If I'm doing something on the computer, it's like, holy cow, 2 hours have gone by, and it seems like 10, 15 minutes.
That's what porn does.
No.
It makes the time fly.
You last 2 hours doing that?
Oh, my God. You need to get a better vibrator. Your batteries are dead.
Fine.
Was that it?
That's all I had.
I believe Dan Strauss has a contribution.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I was working at my house. First, one thing, don't clean and don't get in to a storage area that you have. And
I don't clean.
Don't try and clean it out because I hurt my knee doing that. And
there's your lesson.
And it stayed, it was swollen the entire week since last weekend to today. And I finally went to the doctor today. And he took x-rays and everything. And then I have some serious arthritis in my knee. And bending down and twisting really aggravated.
How do you play hockey?
I haven't played hockey all summer because my back doctor told me to take time off of hockey and let my back kind of heal, and I have to work on core strengthening.
So your back doctor's not the same as your knee doctor.
No.
But they're both kind of orthopedic.
They're both orthopedic.
So you're kind of in life's penalty box.
Yes, I am. I see what you did.
Yeah.
I used hockey.
Uh-huh. Hockey reference.
And this orthopedic doctor we both know. Yeah. And he was telling me he's going to give me a cortisone shot.
Steven Benz, he's the heir to the Mercedes-Benz fortune.
That's right. That's right.
He must have a lot of cortisone.
Why does he even bother with the orthopedics?
He does it because he cares about people.
Oh, yeah.
He does. And so I got my first cortisone shot in my knee today. And he was telling me that he's the best at giving cortisone shots because I've always heard that they hurt. They are so painful.
Is it a big needle?
No, it wasn't a big needle. And he sprayed. He didn't.
You're
numb
about
it.
Full of cortisone now, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Shots back, in the back, hip, I am back. And,
but he sprayed it to this freezing spray, and then I didn't even feel the needle. I didn't feel anything. He is the absolute best at giving cortisone. But he did tell me one thing. He says, "You are going to outlive your knee. Eventually, you're going to need knee replacement."
But doesn't everybody?
I said, is this yours?
Yeah, like everybody I know that makes it to 70
has something.
Has a knee or a hip replaced.
Yep.
Or shoulder, rotator cup, some kind of thing. Yeah.
I said, is this years of playing sports? And he said, yeah, it's just years of
playing sports.
You'll never need anything.
I don't need anything done.
It's like you play sports, you exercise, you do all this stuff, and then you tear your body
It's
crazy.
My joints have never been used. Anything else?
I did watch the golf. Did you watch any of that golf?
I felt so bad for Jim Furyk.
I did, too. I don't even know him, but I felt bad for him.
I did. I felt bad because he played so well. That's golf. That's anything. That's any sport. You can just be on fire. Look at Tiger. Holy cow. He had just come off of that win and then fell apart. Mm. And then here, Furyk, it looked like he's got it in the bag. And nope. A couple of bad shots can change everything.
Yeah, I heard that 17-year-old that finished 21st place or something. He's an amateur, and if you would, I think he still won prize money for 21st. He can't collect any of it.
Why?
Because he's 17?
Because he's an amateur. He's not a pro.
Oh.
And amateurs aren't allowed to be eligible for the prize money.
And he was only two strokes.
Yeah,
up
even if he would have won, the first place would have been $1.something million. If he would have won, he couldn't have.
Well, why would you get into a tournament like that?
If to make a name for
yourself. Gosh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
To make a name for yourself. Like that.
And they said even if he decided, if he knew he was doing really good and won, he goes, all right, now I want to turn pro. You can't do
I mean, if he was doing really well.
Well, mm-hmm. Yes.
If he were doing really well.
There's no
well.
Change in your mind in the middle?
No.
You know
no.
what I want to see just once? I want to see at the end of one of those tournaments where one guy watches the other one sink the putt that steals the victory from him. Just start crying. just cry like a baby.
No,
instead of walking over and shaking his hand, just drop to his knees and sob.
That would be
the greatest. It really would, because you know that's what they want to do. And when they get home, or on the way home, they probably, I can't believe it! One stroke!
Did you see the weirdo who jumped in front of the camera?
I heard about it. I heard the audio, but I didn't see him. Anything else for the Burke sector?
I got a couple things.
All right, here's Eon the Peon, everybody.
Thank you very much. Saturday night, I went out to eat with my my older sister.
Good story.
And her two kids.
I don't think he's finished.
And my mother. And my mother. And we went to a place in Kirkwood. It wasn't a real fancy place. So I just had on a pair of gym shorts and a...
Gym shorts?
Well, I mean, like a pair of, like Nike black, athletic shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And a V-neck.
That's sloppy. That's a sloppy way to go to dinner. That's a sloppy way to go to dinner. No, it is.
Oh, that's the way
a sloppy way to go to dinner. That's a John Hadley way to go to dinner.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, and, table for six. Tony's here.
So my older sister with her two kids, my nephew is 6 and my niece is 3. And she says some very funny things, and she almost says it in an accent. So we're sitting at the table, and she looks at me. She goes, Uncle E, she calls me. They both call me Uncle E. And she goes,
Uncle E.
She goes, Uncle E, why are you wearing your night-night clothes? I just thought that was...
See, even a child.
Yeah, and that's what I, that's what I put it, that's what
that
I
you
said.
Were dressed inappropriately.
I go, my niece is three, and she already recognizes I'm a slob. That's not fair. She should be older before she recognizes that. So that was pretty funny. And then yesterday, we were driving through my neighborhood, Shrewsbury. Very nice neighborhood. But somebody had out on the front of the street something for free for somebody to take, and it was a toilet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Would anybody?
Yes. You'd be amazed at how many people
pick
up toilets.
I can never use somebody else's toilet.
No, it's a lot of people that have rental property.
They would have to have boiled it in a giant vat of boiling water.
Yes.
I don't care how clean the actual visible part is.
No.
Down in that hole,
that's
where the doo-doo could still be lurking.
And it's fine if it's yours, but that's somebody else's.
The remnants.
Yes.
And I've never had to buy a toilet. What does a toilet even cost?
Oh, you can get one for $100 or you can get one for $5.
All right, let me ask this is a good question. I think this is a good question. But let's say the toilet is on the side of the road and it says free. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, it looks like they took some Ajax or whatever, Clorox, and they cleaned it. But you know that mystery hole where it doesn't go straight down, it kind of curves under.
Yes.
Let's say a little clump of doo-doo has been trapped under there.
Right.
How long do doo-doo germs live?
I don't know.
If it's a piece of doo-doo that's 2 months old.
I don't think it's possible.
Are there still active germs?
I think fecal matter lasts for a while.
Generally, you dump the toilet, the water. You can flip the toilet over and dump all of the water, and usually everything comes out.
But that's water.
But you can see.
Poop can't stick.
You can see everything in there. In that
hole. Don't know. Just, you know what? I don't care.
No,
I don't care if they dumped it in a vat of
Germex. You know what it's like?
Germex.
I don't care. If I went to a used clothing store, I don't want to wear another guy's pants that he wore.
Or underwear.
Well, I'm not wearing underwear, especially underwear, because I don't care. They say they washed it. Even if you wash it, I still know this guy's bat and balls were rubbing against
bat wing.
This underwear. This guy's
he could have been a
sweat
commando guy, no underwear guy with this free swinging attitude.
I don't want to wear
that. That's why they put those strips in women's swimming suit bottoms. They have like a strip.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
What's that?
Strip?
What do you mean?
It's a piece of paper that's glued down to the crotch.
Oh, you mean...
Really?
Ooh. And you're not supposed to peel it off until you buy it.
Oh.
So, to try them on with underwear, but I guess if people don't try them on with underwear, they have that strip on there
But hang on.
But what if somebody...
What if somebody tries it on with that strip, and then you try it on with that strip, and her... stuff now is touching you.
She had an infection.
But I don't know how much stuff sticks to a paper. Like, it's not the same as
Why do you think? Why do you think the strip is on there? To catch leakage.
She's baking a loaf of sourdough down
there. Yeah. Yeah. And all of a sudden, you're scratching an itch in the next
day. The reason it's there is because they know possibly a woman could try it on and leave residue.
But I don't think the residue sticks to the paper, but it would to
it
the
slides
cloth.
Off.
Well, hold on.
Where
does it go? Of course it's on the paper. You can't see it, but it's on there. So her residue is now attacking your privacy.
So you never try on swimming trunks for anything?
No.
Guys don't do that.
Heavens, no.
We just look at the size and take and buy them.
I hold it up. And to in front of me and
looks
stretch
good.
It and go, this looks good. I'm not trying them.
She could have just come from a hot sex session with somebody.
And do you wash those then before you wear them?
No.
I don't normally.
Not usually.
So how do you know a bunch of guys didn't try them on with no underwear and then you take it home?
Well,
and
they
put it
say
on?
You are supposed to wash clothes, new clothes, before you wear it. I don't.
I don't most of the time either.
Because, and here's why, men don't try on underwear and they don't try on swimming trunks.
Yeah.
They just don't. I've never been in a store and had a guy walk out of the little dressing room to his wife or girlfriend and go, how do these boxers
look?
How do these swim trunks look? Never. So we can pretty well assume.
We have a code.
Nobody has worn them.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you know more about men than you knew before. We're going to take a break. If there's more Burke segment, we will get to it, but we're going to take a break, then we're going to take your phone calls. I could go ahead now and give you the numbers, if you don't mind holding, 314-969-5877, or toll-free, 888-550-5877. American Equity Mortgage has been with us for over 20 years. It is getting tougher and tougher to find loyalty. This is about as loyal as an advertiser can get when they're with you for over 20 years. They've been around 20 years, actually a little more than 20 years, because what they did for people and the way they did it was something that the marketplace needed. It needed it 20 years ago when things were pretty good. 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and then before, 3-4 years ago, oh my goodness, everything kind of fell apart and went bad. But then people needed what they do even more. Because as rates got lower, and then got lower, and got lower again, they needed somebody they could go to who could help them take advantage of those rates and use the equity in their homes to borrow money to pay off other bad debt at rates that are ridiculously high, like credit card, you know, credit card loans. And that's what it is. If you make credit card payments, it's a loan. You borrowed money from the credit card company. You buy something for $300 and you charge it until you pay it all back. You're borrowing money. And the rate of interest you're paying is stupid. It's ridiculous. You don't have to do it if you're a homeowner. Let them show you how to get away from that. You can go to AmericanEquity.com or you can call this easy-to-remember number, and don't confuse it with any other, 314-878-9999. Don't go away. We'll get right to your calls. Big 550 KTRS.
With your Gold and Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, Tina. Well, things are looking pretty good. We do have a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane, though, on northbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway, so you've got a bit of a backup there. They have moved a stall from northbound 270 at Gravoy off to the shoulder, so things are cleared. Southbound 270, a little bit slow, Manchester through Doherty Ferry. And it looks like westbound 40 just starting to build the volume up now. It's slow between 270 and Mason, and a little heavy as you go past or towards the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by the 2012 Kia Forte. It's the uncompromising compact. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
You know, it's a tough job, but I'm happy to have it every morning between 10 and noon on the morning quickie, especially in this year, 2012, the most important election in all of our lifetimes. We tell you whatever is happening politically. We've got big guests in that area. And I also cover all the foolishness that I can find. You need to listen.
The Cochran Show, weekday mornings at 10, the Big 550, and KTRS.com.
Hans Wyman is the most trusted name in the hair restoration business, and now's a great time to restore your hair naturally and gradually with multi-unit hair grafting. Only at Hans Wyman. Multi-unit hair grafting can restore more hair in less time, saving you time and money. For more information and to schedule your free analysis, call Hans Wyman today. 888-441-HANS. That's 1-888-441-HANS or HansWyman.com.
This is Edgar Recky, and I'm here to tell you about Hans Wyman's once-a-year special offer. This is the only week you can receive up to $2,000 off one of our exclusive hair transplant procedures. You can also receive up to $1,000 off laser hair therapy. Call us right now and find out which is the right solution for you and receive up to $2,000 off this week only.
Call Hans Wyman now at 1-888-441-HANS. Restrictions apply, so call now for up to $2,000 off. 1-888-441-HANS. That's 1-888-441-4267.
Think about your kitchen for a minute.
Wouldn't it look so much nicer if those countertops were granite?
They can be, and for a whole lot less than you might have imagined.
Granite Busters, St. Louis's number one name in granite countertops, accepted a double order of their top-selling colors, and their warehouse is overstocked.
So, until inventory runs out, Granite Busters is offering their top five selling granite colors for just $39.99 per square foot installed.
This isn't the cheap stuff.
We're talking the most in-demand granite colors, the ones that you'll see in the decorator magazines for the lowest prices around.
Don't Don't procrastinate, because once it's gone, these prices will be history.
Call Granite Busters now, 636-282-3900.
Pick the stone you want, schedule measurements and installation, and turn your kitchen into your favorite room.
Granite Busters also does bar tops, vanities, shower surrounds, fireplaces, and anything else you can imagine.
Visit the showroom and warehouse Monday through Saturday at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Or online at granitebustersstl.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The largest selection, the best value. You'll find it at Granite Busters.
If you own a car, you know it's not a matter of if it will break down. It's really a matter of when. You also know when it does break down, your mechanic will love handing you a bill for thousands. So what if I said there's no need to worry about paying for expensive covered car repairs again? What if I said we'll pay them for you? We're Auto Assure, and we'll provide guaranteed protection for any covered repair. You can keep your mechanic or dealer. We'll pay them directly. For free money-saving information, call now, 1-800-400-9056. Depending on the coverage you choose, if your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay for any covered repair. Not for a transmission, onboard computer, suspension system, or anything else. You know your car will set you back with huge repair bills sooner or later. Act now and let Auto Assure pay them for you. For free information that could save you thousands, call 1-800-400-9056. 1-800-400-9056.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-7389. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-7389. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-7389. That's 1-800-900-7389. 1-800-900-7389.
Did your home get hit with damage from the recent April storms? Whether your roof suffered damage from rain, wind, or hail, most insurance companies let you file a claim for up to 1 year. Call Storm Chief today and let them work with your insurance company to get the problem fixed. Even if you've been denied in the past, call Storm Chief and let them help you get your claim approved and your number one investment protected. Call Storm Chief today, 636-614-3140, to schedule your free inspection. Storm Chief, 636-614-3140, and Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Got a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yeah, Beach is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So yeah, Honda-certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
On the screen used to be bigger. What happened?
Oh, here I can fix that.
Ian has to fix that up there on that computer.
I'm an older gentleman and I can't see tiny letters. There you go. That's better. Folks, those are your names on the screen. I need to see them because I want to talk to you. I didn't watch the Willinda tightrope across Niagara Falls, and I'll tell you why. As soon as I heard he was tethered, I lost interest. I want to see somebody fall.
But the government made
him tether. If you're honest, the idea that that guy could fall is what makes it exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want him to get killed, but I'd like to see him fall and then miraculously survive or something. What are you going to see? You're either going to see a guy taking one step and then another step, and another step, and making it, or you're going to see a guy slip and fall and swing from a cable.
I don't remember. I heard it was either the Canadian authorities or the U.S. authorities made him use that tether.
I heard it was ABC.
I heard it was
ABC?
ABC.
Really? Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, here's the solution.
They don't want to have somebody death on
it. Well, hold it. Here's the solution. You run a 7-second delay.
Right.
You broadcast it, and by the time he falls, oh, to his death, you cut away. You have seven. We don't have to see that. And by the way, I don't want to watch that either. I don't want to watch him cut away. I want the camera to follow him down into the falls. Because to me, when somebody is willing to take that chance, now you got something.
Evel Knievel wasn't tethered to anything.
Evel Knievel didn't have a mattress under those cars. No. He jumped over them. And by the way, his old man got about 150 bones broken in his body. I loved watching that. That Caesar's Palace thing, where he just end over end and just see bones break.
His body was just flopping all over the place.
Like a rag doll.
Yeah, it was.
It was great.
Unreal.
Now imagine how boring that would have been if the old man had flown off the motorcycle and a net caught him.
Or a parachute or something.
Yeah, a parachute or a big mattress. That sounds fun. Let's talk to Kyle. Hello, Kyle.
Yes, sir. I have a quick story to tell you about our toilet.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay, well, my son dropped a Lysol, trial-size Lysol bottle down it, and we had to call the plumbers to come get it out.
Mm-hmm.
And he took it out completely because he couldn't find what it was in there. We didn't know what was in there, and then when they took it out, he dumped it outside upside down, put his wrench down in there, and every time he touched it, it sprayed out Lysol. And they said that we had the sweetest smelling doo-doo in the county.
I bet you did. They ought to be able to. They ought to figure out a way to build that into a toilet.
Yeah.
Well, you know that's a novel idea. He became great friends with us, and he sends us a calendar every year because he enjoys telling that story to all of his customers.
Well, I say you try to recreate how you did that and market it as the toilet that de-stinkifies itself.
Yeah,
it de-stinks itself every time you use it. It hits the Lysol button.
I like it. Hey, it's been a pleasure talking.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Kyle. Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Let's go to John. Hello, John.
Hey, Frank. AM and a PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I got a couple of things, but first reason I called, I wanted to thank the problem solvers. I called over a week ago, my wife was dragging me down to the Dominican Republic.
I remember that.
Yeah, and over the course of the week, I went on a deep sea fishing, so I was throwing up for about 3 or 4 hours.
Nice. Sounds like fun.
Then I spent a whole night in the bathroom, the diarrhea.
Now you're talking.
Huge sunburn.
Now you're talking.
I got a sunburn, and then I finished the week off with a double swimmer's ears, and then I had to take two planes to get back home.
What a great trip.
I'm off today, so that worked out good. But despite all that, I'd actually go back there.
Is that a beautiful beach?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And I'm one of these guys that I don't really like traveling anywhere.
You and me both, man.
I can just sit around the house or do a whole lot of nothing. And that place is all about doing nothing. I mean, we went there. There was a pool. There was the ocean, a bar, and a restaurant. And that was it. And if I didn't have to be so adventurous with this crap, I'd have been fine.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me guess. Who was it that made you adventurous? Was it your wife?
Well, you know,
that means yes.
Yeah.
That means yes.
Fishing. They told me beforehand, don't do that. And then my son-in-law was with me. And that's really the reason I went, because there was two of us and four women. So we had strength and numbers, I thought. He said, oh, yeah, look, that boat's sitting out there. You can see it. They're deep sea fishing. Yeah. And I thought, well, that ain't bad. You go out there, you sit there. You know, it'd be like going to the Ozarks or something.
Yeah, right.
But I went down there, and they started trolling for 4 hours. And, I mean, I had never felt so bad in my life.
Here's my deep sea fishing story. I tell people the same thing. I've been deep sea fishing maybe 5 times. I've never caught anything bigger than something I could catch out of the lake. Yet you spend, here's what they do. They take forever to get you out there. That eats up half the time you're paying for. They can't fish close.
Mm-hmm.
They got to go way out.
By the time you
get out there, you're either sick or sunburned. And then if you catch anything, you're lucky, and it won't be much of anything. What we caught, they actually used for bait. It was so small. And that literally sums up every deep sea fishing excursion I've ever been on. And by the way, before you leave, they have pictures of the guy in his boat and all these fish and these guys that caught these
big
giant
marlin.
Oh yeah, I've never seen anybody catch any of those fish.
And I was always kind of skeptical with that. And my son-in-law, he was like, "Well, I went there and they showed me this chart over the months, and mm-hmm. it's the best time for fishing.
Yeah,
everything's striking right now." And I
yep.
said, "They got a map for every month that shows you that." He said, "Oh, this was laminated." I said, "What does laminated mean?"
When I've gone, it's man, you've just nailed it. They say, "Oh man, you're here at a good time because the fish are biting, and we go." And then when you come back, here's the story. Man, yesterday they were biting like crazy.
It's crazy.
Always yesterday. We just missed it.
I'm sitting there by the boat, and I had the big poles like in the movie Jaws.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
You're
strapped into a seat.
And I'm thinking in the Jaws movie, I don't know if you remember, where he's sitting there, and all of a sudden the thing starts clicking and creaking.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
And he's looking at it, and I'm sitting there just throwing up, and all of a sudden this thing starts clicking, and I says to myself, if there's a fish on there, I'm throwing the pole in the water. I am not screwing with that.
No, you're too sick to mess with it. Well, I'm glad you had such a great time,
John. It was great. And one last thing I wanted to say was I also had both my knees replaced about a year ago. I used to call once in a while from Prozac land.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been a year, and I know Dan was talking about need a knee replacement. It's crazy what they do now, and you can do an awful lot with replacements, so I wouldn't discourage anybody from doing it.
Can you do one of those Russian dances where they squat down and stand up and squat down and stand up and kick their feet out?
Oh, yeah, I can jump right onto the roof of my house now.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Well, John, thank you for the call.
All right, thank you, Frank.
All right, he forgot to say it was his pleasure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now, right now he realizes it, and he feels horrible. First Community Credit Union, once again, we thank them for Saturday's show 2 days ago. If you didn't get to hear it, too bad, you'll catch it next Saturday. And I think once you catch that show, you'll literally set your alarm clock. If you don't get up by 7 on Saturday morning, you'll actually start setting your clock to get up and listen to Paul Warner and the Saturday Morning Yard Sale, sponsored exclusively by First Community Credit Union. This is the place where I do my banking, business banking, personal banking, checking. Yeah, I just found out yesterday, and I don't know why this doesn't surprise me. My wife writes a check. She doesn't bother to check the balance.
Uh-oh.
She just writes, no, we didn't overdraw. Oh. I just realized that she's not doing that now because we have a debit card. So when you use a debit card, you don't open up a little booklet.
Right.
You just should have kind of a running idea in your head how much is in there.
I'll put it in a booklet.
Yeah, she has no idea running in her head about anything. But now that I know that, I just have to make sure to remind her, hey, before you write a check for anything significant, would you please check with me so we can see if there's enough in there? But we do have our debit card there. We have our checking account there, a savings account. And we got a business loan there. And I couldn't be happier. And I don't think that I don't think you have any real attachment to your bank, do you? I mean, really? You didn't sign a contract with them that said, I won't bank anywhere else for 10 years, so why don't you do this? Check out First Community Credit Union. See why it's the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area. See why so many people leave their banks and go to do their banking at First Community Credit Union. You can start here, firstcommunity.com.
With another look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, they're still saying that disabled vehicle on northbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway is blocking the left lane. Also a stall, they've just now moved off to the right shoulder, eastbound 70 at Florissant. Northbound 270, that earlier stall at Graboy has been cleared. Looks like on eastbound 270, you're a little bit slow, Lindbergh through 170. Westbound 70, a little slow between 79 and T.R. Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by the makers of Centrum. All multivitamins claim to be complete, but only Centrum provides key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients backed by 30 years of science, so you know you're at your best, Centrum, always your most complete. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The race for the White House.
We don't divide America based upon
success and wealth.
Who will emerge from the pack?
Right now, no issue is more important than restoring economic security for all our families.
One question about the 2012 race is already answered. It will all be covered on the Big 550 KTRS. Campaign 2012.
Every step, every day.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
If you owned a Patriot sunroom, how would you use it?
Vacation at home this year in your own beautiful Patriot sunroom for only $289 a month. Now for only $289 a month, you can have your own 10x16 sunroom edition. These luxurious sunrooms come with a heat cool unit, energy efficient windows, and insect screens. For a free estimate, call 1-800-285-3232 or register online at patriotsunrooms.com. Upgrade your existing porch, patio, or deck and let every day be a vacation for only $289 a month. At Patriot, we have a complete sunroom department that includes screen rooms, three-season sunrooms, canopies, pergolas, and retractable awnings to allow you to make every day a vacation day on your own patio or deck. With 14 models, we have a sunroom for every home and budget. Don't wait. Call 1-800-285-3232 or visit patriotsunrooms.com.
The Big 550. KTRS.
Yeah, he said it.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Where St. Louis Comes to Talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
Please say your name.
KTRS.
Did you know you could earn a transfer discount just by switching your motorcycle policy over to GEICO? And if you already insure your car with GEICO, you could even get a multi-policy discount. I've always wondered what it's like to ride a motorcycle, to ride my steel horse across the land, fighting crime alongside a tall brunette, Francesca. Sorry, my mind went to a strange place there. Where was I? All the GEICO motorcycle discounts. Right.
Call GEICO or visit geico.com today to see how much our discounts could save you.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Sharon.